The Tea and Jeopardy Advent Calendar 2017 with Emma Newman.
I have the new seating plan for you, Mum.
But this is no good. It just says Latimer in all of the places.
Well, I know which ones they refer to.
So I should just trust you then, Latimer?
Yes, Mum.
One more thing. Peter and I seem to be at opposite ends of the table.
As it should be, Mum, assuming you wish to keep with tradition.
Well, that's fine. It's just that Peter's half of the table seems to be in the other room, and nobody else is sitting with him.
I thought it for the best, Mum.
Latimer, you know what I'm going to say, don't you?
Yes, Mum.
Now hand me that card. Oh, it's a topaz dragon scale. How beautiful. There's a message engraved on it from the fabulous Lucy Hounsome. Dearest Emma, I thoroughly enjoyed my visit to the tea lair this year. Yuletide is the season of... Oh, peace and love have been crossed out and replaced with the word judgment.
At last, someone who understands...
This is to aid you in meeting out to those who have been very naughty.
I believe this is the object in question, Mum.
It's bottled dragonfire! I've always wanted this. On the note, it says it has the power to incinerate one enemy of your choosing, two if planned tactically.
One should always be tactical in the application of dragonfire.
Indeed. Which reminds me, Firestorm, the final book in Lucy's Worldmaker trilogy, has just come out.
I'll put it on the list, Mum.
What?
No, Mum. The other list. The good one.
Phew.
There is another card, Mum, if you're able.
Always. Oh, this seems to be made of lace and folded many times. Oh, I think it doubles as a tablecloth. And look, there's even a doily.
Some might say a ridiculous doily, Mum, but only the uncouth and uninitiated.
Oh, it's from Gail Carriger. Wishing you both the happiest of happies. Yes, Latimer, I would never forget about you.
Nor I her.
Are you developing another crush, Latimer?
Mum!
Whatever would Mary say?
I insist you stop this at once.
I'll stop when you stop blushing or give me the present, whichever is sooner.
Your present, Mum.
Ooh, a teapot.
There's also a note, Mum.
Ah, yes. I include the gift of a TARDIS teapot, that is, indeed, bigger on the inside, and ever full of whatever tea may be your favourite, or your favourite of the moment. A teapot of holding, if you will. Except Earl Grey. It has a bug. No Earl Grey, ever. It pours without dripping, mind you. And for Latimer, a quizzing glass that is also a multi-tool and possibly could be, maybe, just a tiny bit deadly.
Ah, how kind. She really didn't forget about me. And it is a splendid teapot. Do you think that makes us even, Mum?
What do you mean? Are you threatening my guests again?
I believe Miss Carriger still has our cake stand of plenty.
Oh yes, I'd forgotten about that. Well, what's a cake stand between friends?
A valid precursor to a long and bloody feud?
Oh, Latimer, why don't you go and listen to Gail's new podcast, 20 Minute Delay? It's full of advice, tips and horror stories about travelling.
Horror stories, Mum? How marvellous.
And I'm sure the sound of Gail's voice will put colour back in your cheeks.
Mum!
What's that, Latimer? Did you want the chickens to sing?
Now, you know very well that
Little chickens! You've just listened to the 20th episode of the Tea and Jeopardy Advent Calendar 2017. For more Tea and Jeopardy, go to www.teaandjeopardy.com. And if you would like to become a member of the Order of the Sacred Teacup to support the show, go to www.patreon.com/TeaAndJeopardy.